Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for A Call to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 10 March 2026. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. I am glad you're with us. That's a nice program. Some of y'all may not tune back in again. I'm going to say some things tonight. It's going to hurt some people's feelings. I don't mean to. I really don't. But I do understand what does. When I first started realizing some of the truth someone will tell you tonight, it bothered me too quite a bit. But before getting into that though, a prayer request tonight, please, for a gentleman named Mike in Tennessee. Mike is not well health-wise. And a couple weeks ago, his home burnt to the ground. Had no insurance to help rebuild it. Very little income coming in. He's staying in a motel, so he had problems. They had to move out, put him in the hospital, and now he's in a home trying to regain his health. So please keep our brother Mike in your prayers, okay? Folks, he's a mere mortal, just like you and I. And we all go through hard times. We need to band together in prayer and love one another through these hard times. So keep Mike in your prayers, please, tonight. That's very, very important. Don't forget this weekend, nothing happened. We're going to have Bible study. At 10:30 a.m. Eastern, you can join us if you want to live on video. You'll watch us on video by going to PastorButch.com and clicking on Rumble. And there will be at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. 10:30, 11, we always have prayer requests and praise report time. 11:30 to 12:30, we have Christian Worldview News. And 1 to 2, we're going to have Bible study. We're going to bring on a very special guest this weekend by Zoom on video, named Charles Jennings. He's been on the broadcast in the past. We're going to discuss the invasion of our nation and how we've been undermined and taken down by an invasion, and they haven't had to fire a shot. We'll discuss that in detail this coming Saturday. Just join us. If you can't watch us live, call us on the phone at 339-209-5013 and listen there. 339-209-5013. And join us, please, if you can at all. Please. And Thursday, of course, everything going normal. The office will be open. Chris will be here all day. I won't be here for at least several hours. I have to go to a funeral. I'll be leaving here about 11 o'clock. Probably getting back about 2, thereabouts. So I'll be going to a funeral of a dear friend of mine and Marsha's, passed away a couple of days ago. He ran the last shoe repair shop in anywhere in this area. Retired from that some years ago. Worked on leather, fixed shoes. He made a custom holster for a handgun that Marsha bought me many years ago, stainless steel Ruger 44 mag. Made it real pretty, decorated silver, black, trimmed in silver, with a cross on the holster and initials CTDM around the cross, called to Decision Ministries. And he passed away. I just want to go to be with his family, please. So excuse me Thursday from about 11 to 2. Home we go, please. Show our love and support for the family, please. Now, tonight I want to share, don't forget the specials, of course, on the Vladimir toothpaste and mouthwash. It's a mix and match sale. You mix and match three toothpaste, three mouthwash, any way you want to do it. It's 10% off if you buy three or more. So if you want, please purchase some, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. If you want to call, place an order, Faith will take your order, and we'll get it out here to you Thursday, okay? So please, if you would, call if you need the product, you're going to buy anything else, give us a call. We still need donations, folks. We're not where we need to be this time of month. I'm hoping and praying we'll get there with that pretty soon. So I want to ask you more. So please forgive me when I ask. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. But anyway, let's get into the broadcast. Now, this is my first solo program since I had mouth surgery done. As everybody knows, I have some temporary plates in now until I get the implants put in several months from now, actually. I'm learning to talk a little better in them, but it still bothers me. So bear with me, please, as I try to share some thoughts with you tonight that are vitally important. And they're not going to make a lot of people happy. But that's okay. But in one of the books I wrote, I put a chapter in there entitled Patriotic Idolatry. Patriotic Idolatry. And I'm saying this out of pure love, folks. And I'm as guilty as anyone listening. We have a tendency, because we're Americans, as other nations, citizens also do, quite probably, to think that our nation can do no wrong. That we're the good guys, everybody else is bad guys. And we're taught in a public control system we call schools, the government-owned, government-run public school system. We're taught how to be brainwashed into believing that America is always good, always right, and it's ingrained in us, folks, from the time we're young children until death, if we allow it. So patriotic idolatry become a religion of millions of people, even those that go to church and call themselves Christians. Whenever we put our nation before God in His Word and are used to condone and help evil to prevail in the world, we're guilty of sin. This is those who planned the whole scenario is. Patriotic idolatry is a real, real symptom of a dying society. Now, I didn't say that you didn't honor your country. I didn't say that. I didn't say that you didn't try your best to make the country into a better place. I didn't say that either. So don't put words in my mouth, please. I'm saying that whenever we obey our so-called leaders blindly and do what we're doing right now in a foreign land, bombing an innocent nation that did not attack us and destroying innocent lives, including some of our own children, that is patriotic idolatry. And I'm saying this out of pure love because I'm as guilty as anybody else. And ignorant people are easily deceived and conquered. A fearful people are easily controlled. COVID proved that. The COVID hoax proved that greatly all over the world. But here in America, where we're supposed to be a somewhat founded Christian nation, the church is even shut down out of fear and obey their leaders above the laws of God. Now, that's a fact. Because of our ignorance and brainwashing that's been put on us, we are easily manipulated. 9/11 proved that. We're easily deceived into going to war for what we think is a just cause. We're being lied to all the time. I had a couple that this past Thursday, I had a note from Faith to call in Thursday in the office, and I did. I was supposed to talk to the lady, but I called in, I think it was her husband, or maybe her brother, answered the phone, don't remember, and said that she was tied up. She'll call back later, and he gets commenting about how Iran had attacked or bombed or done some other things about 40 other times around the world. And we finally got a president in there that wasn't afraid to put a stop to it. Well, I'll be quite honest with you, folks. As far as I know, now I could be wrong on this, Iran has never been involved in an offensive war in their history that I know of. They still aren't. I explained to the gentleman as polite as I could that I didn't trust Trump. I didn't trust any of them. They hadn't voted for president the last three or four elections because I cannot support either one of the ungodly candidates. I don't care what party they're on. And I think, obviously, that those of us who tried to expose Trump are right and been proven right. Trump been a liar and a fraud since day one. He promised to end wars. He's taking us into another war. It's expanding all over the Middle East. He lies as commonly as you and I breathe and has no shame in it. Even when he's caught in it, he has no shame in it. He still denies he lied when he's caught in the lie. Now, I'm not talking about Trump tonight. Believe me, folks, compared to some, he's much better in a lot of ways. He's also very dangerous. But the couple that I called last past Thursday, the lady never did call back. I suspect I made the gentleman upset. And I really don't like that. I didn't do it on purpose. But it had to be done. I had to tell the truth. And to show you how deceived we are as a country, U.S. military leaders, now listen to me, U.S. military leaders tell troops that Trump is waging Iran war to bring forth second coming of Jesus. I'm not making that up. The administration has undertaken the same tactics with the hopes of brainwashing its military to order to build support for Trump's war in Iran. And said he's been anointed by Jesus. Trump said this. To light the signal fire in Iran to cause Armageddon and mark his return to earth. Now, if you can understand that and know it's true, and you support Trump in this war, you're beyond my help. I can't help you. You're beyond the reach of common sense and enlightenment. I can't help you. Trump is an antichrist. They didn't say he was the antichrist. He's an antichrist. He's a puffed up blowhard, a narcissist, to say the least, and very dangerous. Now, I'm going to play about a minute and a half clip for you, Todd, as I should say, of General Wesley Clark. This has been back in the early 2000s. About the plans that the Bush administration and others had for the Middle East back then. Now, it didn't happen on their timetable. It did not happen on their timetable. Listen to what General Wesley Clark revealed to us, what the plans were for the Middle East, tied in what's happening today with Israel having a ring in Trump's nose, in America's nose, and dragging us into more wars that we had no business taking part in. But listen to what General Wesley Clark had to say. Please, Todd, play that.
They wanted us to destabilize the Middle East, turn it upside down, make it under our control. I went through the Pentagon 10 days after 9/11. I went downstairs, I was leaving the Pentagon, and an officer from the Joint Staff called me into his office and said, I want you to know, he said, sir, we're going to attack Iraq. And I said, why? He said, we don't know. I said, well, did they tie Saddam to 9/11? He said, no. And then I came back to the Pentagon about 6 weeks later, I saw the same officer, I said, Why haven't we attacked Iraq? We still going to attack Iraq? He said, oh, sir. He says, it's worse than that. He pulled up a piece of paper off his desk. He said, I just got this memo from the Secretary of Defense's office. It says we're going to attack and destroy the governments in seven countries in 5 years. We're going to start with Iraq, and then we're going to move to Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Iran. I said, is that a classified memo? He said, yes, sir. I said, well, don't show it to me. This country was taken over by a group of people with a policy coup. This wasn't what the American people voted George Bush into office. Well, they didn't actually vote him into office, but it wasn't what many of the people who...
Folks, I don't want us to say. That's pretty much clear. No, they haven't got the timetable just exactly right yet. But their ideas and ideals, they call ideals, are marching on nonetheless. And as long as Americans are so brainwashed and deceived into the patriotic idolatry that they're willing to sacrifice their lives or their sons and daughters' lives on the altar of greed and lust for Israel and the American empire, it's not going to change. Now, I know that makes some people angry. I'm a Vietnam-era vet, folks. Yes, I was in Vietnam, not in the jungles like some of my friends were. I was in Vietnam and Thailand. I was all over the world, actually, in different sites, in communications. I never was in the jungle dodging bullets like some were. I was on military bases. We were surrounded by bunkers and sandbags and towers, and I lost friends in that so-called police action in my high school class. Four of them. These young men were not, what can you use? They were no less important than I was, or you were. I'm 77 years old now. My generation, that was the age of the Vietnam War, are getting old, and a lot of us already passed away. The young men, a lot of young men, and some that I went to school with, didn't have time to grow and get a job, produce life, and have a family. They didn't have a chance to do that. 60,000 or so men died in that police action. Now, you can call police action if you want to, but when people are shooting at you and people are dying, it's a war. 60,000 or so died in the war. Many died afterwards with suicide and Agent Orange. I am a severe diabetic, have been for years, and eaten up with gout because of Agent Orange myself. I don't apologize for going over and putting on the uniform. But I can see now that I was played as a sucker, and many others were, and some paid the ultimate price. Until we get over the idea that serving this nation in the military makes us some kind of hero, that makes us some kind of really superior individual by following the rules of engagement that's forced upon us by our leaders, we'll never get this country turned around to bring it back inside its borders to take care of its own people. General Wesley Clark, and I'm sorry, not General Clark, but General Brigadier General, Marine Brigadier General, retired, I'm trying to think of his name, wrote a book entitled War's a Racket. And he said in that writing that the flag follows the money, and the men follow the flag. He said war is a racket, very clearly. General Smedley Butler said that. Now, he said that from a retired Marine general clear back in the 1920s. He saw what was happening. It's not gotten better since then, folks. I don't have time to go into all the wars that's been brought in this country and brought to us on purpose. Every war between nations is fought because of lust and greed for power. Every one of them. Now, let me say this. Perhaps someone might have to fight defensive war and maybe justified in that point. But it starts over lust and greed. Always has, always will. James chapter 4 says that. And there are never two right sides in a war. One side has to be wrong. Maybe both of them are. But one has to be. Until we stop deceiving ourselves to thinking that these men who go in and come home tore apart, wounded, dead, or survive perhaps, come back into the country, are some kind of heroes, we'll never get the truth of the matter out there. The U.S. soldiers are getting killed in Iran, and I'm saying this out of pure respect, folks. I put on a uniform. I didn't slack off. I come back as a E-4, which at that time was a sergeant in the Air Force. Now it's called senior airman. Three stripes. I didn't goof off. I did my job, did my duty. So I'm not ashamed of what I did. But I did not come back a hero. I don't like to be called a hero. I don't even like somebody to tell me thank you for your service. I did what I had to do. If I hadn't went into the Air Force, I'd been drafted into the Army. So most of us didn't go voluntarily, so to speak. We had to make a decision. These young men in Vietnam, Korea, even World War II and World War I did not die defending our country. They did not. They did not. We were deceived in World War II by Roosevelt. That's a proven fact. Look it up for yourself. We were deceived into World War I. We were deceived into the Gulf of Tonka to get us into the war of Vietnam. We've been deceived in every war that's been brought out there because somebody wanted us involved in the war. Yeah, Japan attacked our territory in Hawaii, obviously, Pearl Harbor. That's true. But our leadership, Roosevelt and on down, knew this was coming, planned it to happen, so the American people would get in the mood for war. It cost the lives of millions of people worldwide and millions more of innocent civilians, women, and children all over the world. So these men did not die defending our country. People didn't die in Vietnam to stop the domino effect of communist takeover of the world. Well, I know that's what they said, but folks, I know what was there. There was heroin coming across the border in body bags. I know that for a fact. I know it was a rich man's war. Air America proved that. I know that because I witnessed some of it. But that's beside the point. The point of it is this. Until we're willing to stop pretending that these people are heroes and dying for our country, we'll never understand the truth behind this. We need to be angry over the innocent lives slaughtered on both sides of the war. Especially your sons and daughters. You should be angry over that. And if we'll admit the truth and know that we're being deceived in these wars, led in these wars by an illicit nation we call Israel, and by wicked leaders we call right now named Trump, we understand these things. It wasn't just Trump. Bush was also involved, as others were. Once you understand these things, maybe you can convince young people that putting on a uniform and dying for your country is not a heroic thing to do. It's a foolish thing to do. It's better to live and teach God's word and spread his kingdom than die in a jungle somewhere or a desert somewhere for what we falsely believe is to protect our loved ones. I never went to bed any night in my life. Never. Then I go to bed afraid of a Vietnamese attacking me in my home or on our borders. Oh, but we had to stop them there. They'll come to America. Well, we didn't stop them there. We lost that war. We didn't stop them there. We didn't stop in Afghanistan. We backed out of there disgracefully. So when are we going to realize that to idolize these people that wear uniforms and call them heroes and to valorize them, that means giving valor that we think they've earned by putting on a uniform. We're going to realize, folks, that we are killing our sons and daughters in wars that are simply ungodly, immoral, and unjust. We went to war in the Middle East again, because of the nation we call Israel that's got its hook in our leaders' noses through blackmail, I'm sure. Epstein was a spy for Israel. Y'all know that already. Epstein was a spy for Israel. He videotaped people of power to be able to blackmail them into following the rules that these people wanted them to follow. I know I'm not going to convince many people tonight what I'm saying is true. I know that. I'm not foolish enough to believe in differently. If I just get you to think and look the truth for yourself, search the wars out, and understand that we now live in a patriotic, adulterous nation. Not a godly nation, but we worship our country and our leaders. People still think Trump is a godsend, that he's going to save this country. People that I'm very disappointed in, that are strong believers in Christ, still believe this. It breaks my heart. Makes me angry. Because I know that if I can see the truth, these people are quite capable of seeing the truth if they receive it. But most of them won't. Trump said this war will be over in 3-4 weeks. Well, it's actually going along with that already. Well, it's almost coming to an end, but they're getting ready to put, Iran's supposed to be getting ready to mine the Strait of Hormuz, which Trump says that he will attack Iran even harder. Iran's already lost everything. So they're about ready to surrender. All this is coming across from the news media. But yet, we're still fighting and still debating about putting troops on the ground in Iran. Folks, I don't know what it's going to take. I respect the men and women put on a uniform. I respect them. I do. I respect my comrades, my friends who died. I feel sorry that they were deceived as I was. But I respect them to the point that it's true what they believe is right. Misguided, misled, and slaughtered for nothing, but I respect them. Back at the break, folks, your phone call the next half hour, you're still speaking to me. 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the man of foods. The best in store foods, bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E. N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
All right, folks, we're back. We'll get to your phone call just in a few minutes, I promise. 717-300-1698. But again, I went off to serve a country on the false belief that our homeland is going to be threatened by communist takeover if I didn't go to Vietnam. Well, I assume our boys are gone now, and women too. God help us, they shouldn't be in battle, but they are in combat, but they are going off to fight a war, I guess, as a threat to Israel. Can't have that, obviously. And some another threat to us, I suppose. But we're being deceived into it nonetheless. I'm going to share a story that I shared before. It's been a while back. I'm going to play a song for you that I've played several times in this broadcast and we'll get the phone calls. Back in the 1960s, before I went into the military in 67, so this is before I went into the military, probably in early 1967, I had a girlfriend. Now, she was not a dating friend necessarily. She was a very good friend of mine who got engaged to a gentleman named Arbogast, young boy. Big dude, humble guy, nice, sweet guy, sweet nature guy. And he was sent to Vietnam. We lived maybe a half mile apart. And one night I got a call from her mom, Audrey Hamrick was her name. And she said that Becky's fiance was killed that day, or they had got to report he was killed in Vietnam. Could I come down and spend some time with her? So I hopped in my 69 Dodge Dart Swinger, 344 speed, nice car, to get on and talk and spend some time with Becky. And here I am, 18 years old. I have no idea what to say, what to do. I got out of the car, and Becky was standing there on her steps. And she almost always wore a dress. She was a very ladylike young lady. She was wearing a green dress, and she had reddish blonde hair. Beautiful, beautiful girl. Stood there just looking at me. And I felt so insignificant and so small and so useless. I mean, I didn't know what to do. I didn't say anything. I couldn't say it. What did he say? Walked up to her and let her cry on my shoulder. I spent some time with her that evening talking to her. I didn't understand. I was getting ready to go in the military myself that October, actually. I didn't understand. I didn't understand. I didn't know what happened. I couldn't comprehend it. But I never will forget the look on her face whenever I get out of the car and saw her stand there. Ever since, that's been burning my mind and in my heart. To the point it brings a lump to my throat still when I think about it. But her fiancé name is engraved on the wall in Washington, D.C., along with other people that I knew in high school. One guy we called Turtle. He moved so slow that, we call him Turtle in school because he just moved around like a snail. He was a comical little dude, but a nice fella. His name's also engraved on the wall. I'm going to play a song now that I play it quite often. And excuse me if I have to swallow pretty hard through this song. But George Jones, entitled 50,000 Names on the Wall, actually is closer to 60,000. And that's not even an accurate number. It's our largest city in our state of West Virginia, our largest city, has 46,000 people. That's the capital city. We're still 14,000 names short. Those written on the wall in D.C. Please play that, Todd.
There's teddy bears and high school rings and old photographs that mamas bring, the daddies with their young boys playing ball. There's combat boots that he used to wear when he was sent over there. There's 50,000 names carved in the wall. There's cigarettes and there's cans of beer and notes that say I miss you dear, and children who don't say anything at all. There's purple hearts and packs of gum, fatherless daughters and fatherless sons, and there's 50,000 names carved in the wall. They come from all across this land in pickup trucks. Searching for a boy from long ago. They scan the wall and find his name. The teardrops fall like pouring rain, and silently they leave a gift and go. There's stars of David and rosary beads and crucifixion figurines and flowers of all colors, large and small. Boy Scout badge and American. Little American flags waving in the wind. And there's 50,000 names carved in the wall. There's 50,000 names carved in the wall.
I defy anybody listening tonight around the world to show me where we gained one foot of ground or help spread the gospel and doctrine of America anywhere in Vietnam. I defy you to. Show me the fruit of the sacrifice of 50,000 men. I defy you. Now show me the fruit of seven men already slaughtered in Iran and 140 wounded, some seriously, already in this so-called war in Iran. Show me the good of the sacrifice. Show me the peace it's bringing to the Middle East. You can't do it. But I can show you another liar in the White House. He's not the first. He certainly has done his share. Another liar in the White House, turncoat traitor, blowhard, bigot, that is further destroying this nation and what integrity is left in it. Let's go to Chance right here in West Virginia. Chance Colonian, welcome.
Yes, hello, Pastor Butch. I was kind of wondering when you would finally get around to talking about this war. But nevertheless, you finally did. And you're right, patriotic idolatry. I'm going to make two quick points, Pastor Butch. As for me, I will never put an American flag on my property, and I will never put my hand over my heart to salute the American flag. Knowing what I know, this is a Freemasonic, Zionist, satanic country, and let's face it. Everybody should come to this conclusion, especially now that it's all coming to a head. Even if these people didn't know before, they should know now. And number two, ever since the Scofield Bible infiltrated organized religion, this doesn't surprise me now that they're going to use religion to convince religion as in the end times to convince stupid people to force revelation. So in other words, they're using your own religion, your own spirituality against you. This is how wicked it is. They used it with the Scofield Bible, with the Zionism stuff. Now they're making you force your hand to believe that you as a Christian, meaning these young people, that it's your duty to force God into showing his hand. It doesn't get any more antichrist than that, don't you think?
I totally agree. But you know what's really sad, and as I said before, Chance, I'm not throwing stones. I was deceived myself for many, many years, but I had enough sense to look into the truth. People have got to quit following the ideas and the precepts and concepts of their leaders and look to the truth for themselves. Maybe they could see the truth and perhaps do something good to stop the destruction of this land, because we are being deceived right into damnation. You know that.
Well, Pastor Butch, let me make one thing clear. I take no comfort in throwing stones at people, okay?
No.
But at this particular point, you're staring at prophecy right before your eyes. And now I'm ready to throw stones, because these people, like I said before, who refuse to wake up are a danger to me.
And our children, you. And children's children.
And everybody's children. They're a danger. their stupidity is actually dangerous now. Like I said, I'll never put my hand over my heart and salute the flag. Never. I don't care if it's at a high school football. I will not get up off my seat and salute the flag. I will not put an American flag on my property. This is all Freemasonic, Zionist, Satanist, what this country has done. If people go back and research history. And now that it's abundantly clear, like I said, it doesn't surprise me how they're guilting dumb people into making them believe that they're going to force God's hand in the end time.
Yeah, can you believe that? Can you believe the audacity of that?
Well, hey, I can believe it because, look, they pushed the Scofield Bible on Zionism. So that's the logical next step anyway for them to do that. So that's why it doesn't surprise me. I'm going to leave you with this. God help us all, Pastor Butch.
Amen. Amen, brother. And folks, you better get your eyes open. You better get them open to the truth of Christ, to his word and prophecy. Yes, I did a teaching on end time, that end times, American prophecy. If you have not heard that, you will not understand this world, what's happening in this world. You'll not understand what's happening in the Middle East. You'll not have your eyes open to the truth, what's happening over there. You won't because you don't understand who the players are. I've offered to you. I've done everything in my power to get you to receive it. Maybe 15, 20 people did out of all the thousands that listen. But if you don't want it, I'm not going to try to force it on you. But I'll tell you right now, and I'm saying this out of pure love, you'll never grow beyond the deception you're in right now unless you're willing to look the truth and live by it. Let's stay right here in the state of West Virginia. Let's talk to Joe. Joe, welcome.
Thank you for taking my call, Butch. Chance is right. He's absolutely right in what he's saying, and it is idolatry. What's got me kind of fired up this last week is I was doing some research on Donald Trump, and I found out that Israel has called him the Messiah, Prince of Peace.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Well, they made a coin with his picture on it the first time he's in office.
Yeah. Well, that, other presidents have done that, too. But still, he stood in the group of people.
Israel. Israel made a coin in his honor.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yes.
That's different. But I watched him stand in a group of people, and he called him the Messiah more than once and the Prince of Peace. And he did not rebuke him at all. And I kept thinking about Caesar, who claimed himself to be a god. And many people in past done that. I watched some people that you, one person you interviewed even say that. And I just, it makes me angry that nobody stood up in his face and said, you can't be. Or it even makes me angry that that narcissist did not rebuke them for them calling him a Messiah. That man, if he gets, you know, flattered, he just loves being flattered. And he strokes his ego.
The man is a narcissist to the nth degree.
Oh,
that's
definitely.
That's all I can say about him. He just definitely is.
But he's a very arrogant man. But, you know, when he was elected the first time, I didn't vote for him. He said something, and because I did some research on him. And when he said that, Hillary, you belong in jail, everybody clapped and, you know, was excited, and they voted for him. But he has his little visit with Barack Obama, comes out of his meeting right before he's inaugurated, and says the Clintons are good people right there, showed his true colors.
Of course
he's a habitual liar.
How many lies has he been caught up in, even on the news media, that actually played his statement, and the next thing he said was, I didn't say that. He said it right on video. This is how deceived people in America are. We want to believe that God's going to send a Savior in the form of flesh. And one day we'll be deceived by the man of sin we call the Antichrist, who's going to be our Savior, so to speak, in the flesh. And we're going to follow right along with him as a world. You know that.
Oh, definitely. Only those of us who see the truth, which would be a few, will not go along with it.
That's true. Very true,
and the biggest thing that bothers me is these evangelicals says, well, you know, prophet so-and-so says he's going to be, you know, elected, and he's going to change America, and he's going to make things right now. He's changing America. Gas prices is almost a dollar higher in 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's changed America, all right.
And Lindsey Williams, I think, is going to be correct in what he said. Gas prices as much as $6 to $8 a gallon.
Well, it's coming. I know it is sooner or later, Joe. It's we know you got the teaching on American prophecy. You know what's coming.
Oh, I know definitely what's coming. And I hope I can be able to have enough strength to help those people who are trying to escape the lies that they believed in.
Amen. Amen. Good call. Do you have anything else?
Yeah, I think people, you need to get your spiritual house in order, because Matthew 24 and the prophecies and that, you know, particular prophecy is coming true. Get ready, because you're not going to be raptured out.
Time is running out, folks, for those to get their minds straight, because the deception is going to grow every day. It's going to grow every day. I want to tell you this, John. I want to turn you loose. Are you aware that AI advertised online for humans? They wanted human bodies. They wanted to hire humans to go out and do things that AI couldn't do. You know, feel the grass, look at flowers. AI can't do that. So they want humans to fulfill them by being their body. Would you believe that 500,000 people have applied for jobs to work for AI?
Well, I kind of believe that was, I mean, we talked about that several years ago.
Yes, we did.
That there's only going to be, 600 million people left in the world to take care of the elitists.
Well, we see it coming down now. Now people actually want to work for computers. Good call, Joe. God, John, thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
You too. Take care.
All right, buddy. I'll see you Saturday. All right, folks. It is what it is, okay? We're telling the truth. You do with it as you please. I can't make you do anything you don't want to do, but we're telling the truth. Let's go to Jan right in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor, I'm going to have to make it quick. We're in the middle of a severe thunderstorm warning. But this is all in Revelations, chapter 6, chapter 7, chapter 8, and so on. And that is where we are.
What?
And there's nothing we can do. We cannot stop it. We can only do, or try to talk to people who are on the edge, who haven't decided, they're leaning one way or the other, and tell them the truth before they make the wrong choice.
That's all we can do.
God is in control. It's not Trump. It's not the wars. It's not the droughts. It's not the storms. It's not the meteors. It's not the earthquakes, volcanoes.
You mean Trump? You mean Trump isn't going to save us? Oh, my.
No. No.
Oh, no. My. Well,
it's all work that God has told us is going to take place. He says, this, and this is going to happen.
And it is happening. Ezekiel 38:49 will tell you a lot
more. He didn't say people were going to know that it's only with God's will that it's happening. Everyone is blaming Trump. They're blaming, half Christians are blaming the devil. Well, the devil's doing God's work. He's letting him run. He's letting him have his will. He knows he's going to lose at the end.
Well, scripture tells
us. He is so arrogant and just so believes he's God.
Well, that's,
and he is going to win.
I mean, that's arrogance of belief, too, but. God said, let evil run its course, and he cuts it off when he's tired of it. But, Trump is, people say, well, Trump's the best on God's hand. I got to agree with that. He is. He's being used to fill prophecy. He is. Anything else, Jan?
It's all going to happen. And Iran is right. We are in a holy war.
Yeah.
Evil versus good.
Yeah, I agree.
Our job to strengthen our faith. And to help others strengthen theirs if we can.
Eyes on Christ. Good call, Jan. Thank you for the call. Hope to see you in Bible study Saturday. You have a good night. Watch out for that storm. Folks, now I'm at the last 2 minutes. If you want to call, please do. 717-300-1698. Now, I know the next program probably upset some people, and I'm sorry if it did. I'm not sorry I told you the truth, but I didn't tell you the truth to upset you. I told you the truth to maybe help you understand what times you're living in and how dangerous the times we are living in. Perilous times, folks, are here. This says in 2 Timothy, perilous times are here. We're living in times that are going to try men's souls. We're living in times that men's hearts are going to fail them because of fear. It's now. It's happening. And it's not a sin to be heartbroken over what's going on around you. People say, well, you have to dwell on the positive things. I amen to that. I agree. Christ is a positive thing. Nothing else. I agree. But Christ himself wept over Jerusalem. Christ wept because the people would not hearken to his voice. He wept for them. He wept for what's happening in the world. I can't help but weep for those that are being deceived into destruction by Satan and his minions. If it bothers you that I tell the truth and preach the truth, that may be a good thing. At least you're thinking. If you're thinking about the truth, perhaps you'll stop and let it sink in that I'm telling the truth and not be deceived any longer. Folks, if deception was knowing, we can be deceived. Deception is not knowing. That's why we're deceived. Let's go to Kevin in Ohio. Kevin, you only got about 20 seconds. Come on in.
Oh, 20 seconds, Pastor Butch. I love you. Hey, as a combat medic in Nam, and I could tell you 100 ways that they didn't do anything for us. But I'll tell you what, I don't like people telling me they won't salute the flag. I don't salute any flag but the Christian flag. But
amen.
It breaks my heart that somebody will not, that's never worn a uniform, just crack up when they play taps. I've picked up too many dead people.
That breaks my heart. Taps and that song we just played, 50,000 Men on the Wall. Gets tears in my eyes every time.
It was almost 50 years later, I told a woman how her husband died and a child that hadn't been born before he got back.
Wow.
Amazing, Pastor Butch.
I know, sir. It breaks my heart. It literally makes me cry. It does. And every time I think about Becky and her fiance, it makes me want to cry that much more. Good call, Kevin. Thanks for sharing. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. And folks, for the grace of God, we'll see you tomorrow night with Kathy O'Brien, MK Ultra victim, and her knowledge about Epstein. Don't go away. See you there.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.